Manager of Real Estate Services, DTBW, Office approaches on a county-owned single-family house located at 4500 North Lake Drive in the village of Sherwood, Wisconsin.
Mr. Chairman, what you have before you is a recommendation for the sale of a property that was acquired by the county treasurer through tax foreclosure. You've seen these types of transactions before. This particular one is unique in the sense that it is located on Lake Michigan. It's a rather large property, but it requires a tremendous amount of work. In fact, the amount of work that it required warranted that we receive architectural input, which we hired to find out whether this property had the ability to be renovated, or was it so far gone that it really would be just raising it and utilizing the underlying land. The report said that although it is stable, the amount of work and dollars that it would take to renovate it would be nearly $1 million. So in turn, it really is the buyer's choice whether they choose to rehabilitate the existing structure or in turn just raise it and put a new structure on. Because of the unique characteristics, I might say, of this property, what we did is we created a very structured process whereby everybody would have an equal opportunity to submit their offer, and these offers were submitted to the county clerk. We wanted it to be a predictable, structured approach. Fortunately, we received 9 offers to purchase. Fortunately, we received 4 offers to purchase that exceeded the appraised value. We had 2 appraisals done, again, because of the uniqueness of it. 4 of the offers exceed the high $600,000 appraised amount. So what staff is doing is we are recommending the high offer of $861,000. However, because the following 3 exceed the $600,000 appraised amount, we're saying that in the event that that primary offer does not move to closing, that we would just drop down the line for the first 4. So we would ultimately realize at the end of the day, an amount that exceeds the appraisals, we're just saying all of them are satisfactory. We're just recommending the high at this point.
Okay. Any questions for me?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. I'd like to move approval of that.
Supervisor Johnson moves approval.
De Bruin?
Aye.
Johnson?
Before you take a vote, can you say something about one of the high offers?
I'm sorry. Could you if you come up there? I'll need a card from you. You can do the card after, but I will need a card from you for the clerk's purposes. If you'd identify yourself
My name is William Kratzky, Park Real Estate. I'm involved with one of the offers, and what the people that are offering, the offer that we submitted was $651,000. It's one of the offers that exceeded your appraisals. And what we were proposing with that, and we've already gotten some money from Home Depot to help with materials, and we were going to do Women in Trade, and we're also working with United Indians. And what we wanted to do was restore this property and use it as a fundraiser, and it would benefit the community. It would help with the majority of the people that we're using for the renovation of the property are people that go through the Women in Trade program and some other training programs for construction. And that's the approach we were taking with it. I'd like for you to take some of these issues into consideration, or if you want to table it until the next meeting so we can give you a full report of what we wanted to do with the property. Because this this approach will benefit the community as well, and we thought we were, I know money talks and somebody else, of course, outbid us.
Just for clarity, so you're representing the fourth ranked bidder, Grace Ford?
Yes.
Ms. Ford is present.
Right. She's also with Matrix Math, and she has programs that help train people to get their GEDs and to also so that they could get their journeyman cards and go through the trades program as well. So that's, and she works with United Indians to facilitate that.
Okay. Are there any questions from the committee? Supervisor Burke?
Actually, I was thinking of asking this before as well. I'm just not clear on the timing of this. You know, is there possibility for delay, or if there's a delay, do you lose the other offers, or if the first offer falls through, are the other three still bound by a certain timeline, or can they withdraw their offer? And I think if you answered, it kind of affects this situation as well.
Mr. Chairman, the three after the high offer would be put into the position of, if they choose to stay in the running, they may. They may withdraw if they so choose. What we're recommending, though, is that in the event that the preceding offer, in whatever position they may be in, does not satisfy what they've said they're going to do, it would drop to that next. So it provides an opportunity to continue being in the running. It's just the idea that there are three other offers of a higher an amount beyond the court's offer.
But are there any deadlines, actual date deadlines within the different offers?
The timelines are consistent in each offer. When we created this structured process, April 29th would be the closing. So in the event it doesn't take place by then, we have the opportunity, if the other parties choose to stay in the running, to drop down to that next level.
And then just my last question is in regards to the specific testimony that's just been given. Was the department aware of the different natures of the different offers or the different intended purposes? And if so, did you take that into consideration in making your recommendation?
Mr. Chairman, what we tried to do is, because you can imagine all the potential contingencies that all parties may have, we tried to keep it whereby, because of the uniqueness of the property from a physical standpoint, but from the standpoint of letting everybody participate on the same terms and conditions, we basically made it a cash arrangement, purchased as is. So we didn't entertain everybody submitting a variety of contingencies whereby you're no longer comparing really apples to oranges.
So you didn't really look at the intended use. And is that typical that we don't look at the intended use? What we typically look at is just the offers?
Mr. Chairman, in a case like this where you have a single family residence, mm-hmm. the idea being is that it would certainly be used for a single family residence. We have put conditions on, as you know, in the past on vacant land where there might be a variety, you know, or land that is going to be rezoned that has a variety of potential uses depending on the municipality. In this case, it's a single family residence. It in turn will be used for a single family residence in Shorewood.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Weisshoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there the possibility, are we legally obligated to move forward, or could this be delayed for one cycle to evaluate some of these different options?
Mr. Chairman, I would not recommend delaying in the sense of we have put together a process and a timeline that everybody conformed with, and in turn to delay this in turn would basically be saying that those that participated in the appropriate way, that in turn we're opening up the field again.
The offer, the way it was written and the descriptions, there was no indication in there that the amount of money generated was the sole reason for approving a purchase. It allowed for taking other circumstances into consideration. One of the things that we're doing with this, when we're completed with the renovation in a few months or however long it takes, is we were going to do some fundraising balls and stuff like that before we go on with the disposition of the property. I mean, we wanted to use this as a showcase for a lot of the programs that we're doing with United Indians and some of the other groups.
Okay. Supervisor West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this is a very noble cause, and it's something that generally I would definitely support. I think, however, in this particular case, I think maybe there's a more appropriate program that this program would fit under. I can see it being eligible for CDBG, or perhaps Mr. Dillman can work with them in the future on a project, because Lord knows we need more projects like this. I just don't see delaying this particular transaction despite the information that we've received this morning, because we do have a process. And I could understand if they were the second, you know, if they were second in line even for, you know, in regards to the purchase, but they're fourth. And so, unfortunately, I just don't see delaying, you know, this particular transaction, even despite, like I said, the good use that I know that this, you know, that is intended for this property. But again, I think this is something that Mr. Dillman can work with them on. And again, I also think that this may be eligible for funding under another program. So I think if Mr. Dillman's amenable to it, I would ask that he would sit down with this gentleman and, you know, and work with him. Because I think this is something Milwaukee County definitely wants to be involved in, but I don't think that our real estate transaction is necessarily the place for that interaction.
Mr. Chairman, dovetailing off of what Supervisor West indicated, is that perhaps what we can do is share the other properties that we have, for the, which in turn would allow for a variety of contingencies. They're not as structured as this particular one, and that in turn might be a suitable product, and I'd be happy to share those products with them.
Very good. Supervisor West.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's an excellent idea. I mean, we've had some properties, and I've been here a few years. We've had properties that have been around and available as long as I've been here. And I think that any one of those, you know, would be just an excellent, you know, fit for a project like this.
Yes, sir.
We're not asking to change any of the conditions of the sale. We're ready to close any time, and we're also interested in increasing the price if that's what it takes. But a lot of the properties, if it's a property that's, what we're trying to do is kind of a showcase property. That's not going to work for a lot of the properties that the Milwaukee County gets. And if it doesn't work with this property, chances are Milwaukee County is not going to come up with another property like this for decades, and we're going to lose our window of opportunity. Home Depot has already been through the property, is willing to work with us on it. It could be a big boost publicity-wise for the community, for the Milwaukee County and everything. And if you close the opportunity on this, then if you close the door on this, I don't know if we're going to see another opportunity like this for a long time.
Well, I think we've had a process that was fair. You're not out of the game. You are one of the four potential buyers yet.
I didn't know.
Comment or question? Sure.
No. Well, I have a comment too. I think this is a worthwhile project from what the description I've heard so far. I guess I share some of the concerns of Supervisor West, but when I add on to that, I guess what I'm concerned about is in real estate transactions, opening up once you've gotten bids to other contingencies. I don't want to set us up for the future. I mean, this is actually one that, you know, a likable project that might be really great, but if we open it up this time and allow either the gentleman increase the bid or take circumstances that we don't normally take into account, like the intended use, you know, other than single family, actually going in and evaluating what they would intend to use it for, if you do either of those, then what's to stop the next round of negotiation and the next bidding on the next property, where the bidders then feel they need, that they should come to the county board to try and interject in the process? And I'd rather I'd rather prevent that kind of back-ended approach and proactively have your department look at, is there a way, or is it appropriate, at least recommend to this committee in the future, whether it's appropriate when we take real estate bids to include consideration of eventual use. And I'd like to have that discussion about whether that's appropriate for us. But to do it starting where there's an exception, I'm a little concerned about the long-term ramifications of that. Because frankly, if we were going to open it up to intended use, as much as there's been positives from what this project would say, it also might be a more iffy project with more pieces to get into place for it to proceed than a single family coming in and just, you know, giving you a check for $800,000 and then it's their property to do with what they want. So sometimes, you know, it actually might be more complicated and more risky, whereas, and that might end up hurting them getting the, our approval anyway. So there's pros and cons to opening it, looking at the intended use. Right now we look at, are they meeting the requirements of the bid contract, you know, the bidding documents, and what their, you know, the financial situation is. So I just wanted to say that I would hope that in the future we would actually, the department would take a look at that. But I share Supervisor West's hesitancy about opening it up right now, and I'm not clear on whether or not there's legal ramifications for that. But I would, if we were going to open it up to allow this, the fourth bidder, to do it, then I would think in good conscience we'd have to open it up to all the bidders and say, if you want to come in and make a case as to why we should pick yours. I just don't think it would be fair to only open it up for one. We'd have to open it up for all of them to say, come back in with your best price and what your use is, because now we want to evaluate that as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't like the way this discussion is going, because we, honestly, we make exceptions all the time. We literally just got a report about the county grounds, a $5 million piece of property that was a no-bid county deal. We didn't go through the bidding process. We at any time can sell anything we want at the action of the board. We're not required to go through a lot of this stuff. We try to set a policy, but we always make exceptions. I think this is a unique lakefront property. This sounds, you know, on the surface that this may have some, you know, interesting aspects of what they want to do. What I'd like to clearly hear is that, is there any legal reason why we couldn't delay this for 30 days till the next cycle to get some more information about this other project and evaluate it on that? And then if we want to go forward with just selling it to the high bidder, you know, that's fine. But I just, I know it is the 11th hour here, it seems, but I just want to have it cleared up whether or not there is a legal obligation for us to move forward and vote on something today, or if it's appropriate to just say, you know, we'll lay it over for one cycle to get some more information. Mr. Dillman, first. Could you answer that?
Mr. Dillman.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not an attorney. However, I can say that predictability of process is very, very important as to maintaining your credibility into the future. What I'm suggesting is that we have other single-family homes that in turn could be considered, because it is not as structured as this particular one, that in turn they are more than welcome to participate on, and I'd be happy to share those properties. I'm just very concerned as to, when you establish a process, that the buying public has the ability to understand that the way they're participating is the way it's going to be followed through with.
Sylvester Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate and would like and want to honor the process. I don't necessarily believe that we should have a long delay. If anything else, if it's the will of the committee to have a special meeting next week, then that could happen in order to get more information. But other than that, I believe we should go forward.
Okay. Ms. Quartz?
I'd like to suggest something a little outside the box. Perhaps our our intended use could coincide with the highest bidder. They may be interested in renovating the property. Our resources would allow us to do so at a much lower cost than any private individual could, and they might be more than happy to allow some fundraising events for many charities to happen in that process, and we can merge everyone's interests without any conflict of interest.
I think that's a fantastic suggestion, of course. The names of the other bidders are public record as it's I think that's a fantastic suggestion. Perhaps you could approach those parties in order and attempt to work with them.
Thank you.
I appreciate you for bringing that forward.
I appreciate your consideration.
And I think we all were supportive of what we heard as the concept, and
right.
Hope you can be successful in that.
It's an inspirational property, I have to tell you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisor Brooke.
I would just request then that our department be willing to work with,
Grace Cord.
Ms. Cord, if she has additional questions or whatever information they need that's allowable for you to work with them, to give them as they move forward this week to talk to the other bidder.
Thank you. We have a motion for approval.
Are we going to have a special meeting then in a week, or are you just going to?
No. That's not a motion for us. I think the suggestion that this board brought to us is something that we can help to accommodate, but with that, unless there was a different sentiment of the committee, that's not before.
Because in the documentation,
sir,
when
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, okay.
we're gonna. You, I mean, if I stop the vote, that's almost unprecedented that
okay.
We can do that. So, on the motion.
DeBruin, aye. Johnson,
aye.
Warshawn,
aye.
West,
aye.
Thomas,
aye.
Harris,
aye.
Mr. Chairman,
aye.
7-0 That item is approved.